believe what you say, Captain Kirk, but our position has not altered. The Halcon Council cannot permit your Federation to mine dilithium crystals on our planet.
We have shown the Council historical proof that our missions are peaceful.
We accept that your Federation is benevolent at present. But the future is always in question. Our dilithium crystals represent awesome power. Wrongful use of that power, even to the extent of the taking of one life, would violate our history of total peace. To prevent that, we would die, Captain, as a race, if necessary.
I admire your ethics.
And hope to prove ours.
Kirk to Enterprise.
Spock here.
Report on magnetic storm, Mr. Spock.
Standard ion type, Captain, but quite violent and unpredictable.
Rough ride?
If we stay.
Stand by to beam up landing party.
Plot an extended orbit to clear disturbance. Kirk out.
Comply, Mr. Sulu.
Aye, sir.
When may we resume discussion?
The Council will meditate further, but do not be hopeful of any change. Captain, you do have the might to force the crystals from us, of course.
But we won't. Consider that. Enterprise. Transporter room energized.
Troublesome.
Controls at neutral.
Yes, sir.
Status of mission, Captain.
No change.
Standard procedure, Captain. Sulu, you program phaser barrage on Halcon cities.
Yes, Mr. Spock.
Military capability, Captain?
None.
Regrettable that this society has chosen suicide. Mr. Kyle, you were instructed to compensate during the ion storm.
But I tried, Mr. Spock, I tried.
Carelessness with the equipment cannot be tolerated.
But, Mr. Spock,
your
I tried.
Your agonizer.
No, Mr. Spock.
Your agonizer, please.
No, Mr. Spock. I tried, I really tried.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
log, stardate unknown. During an ion storm, my landing party is beamed back to the Enterprise and found it and the personnel aboard chained. The ship is subtly altered physically. Behavior and discipline has become brutal, savage.
Mr. Scott, the storm has caused some minor damage in your section. There are also injuries requiring your attention, Doctor. Well, gentlemen?
Mr. Spock?
Yes.
The power beam jumped for a moment, sir, just as the landing party was about to materialize. I never saw it happen before.
Due to your error, Mr. Kyle?
No, Mr. Spock. Before.
This will be a result of the severe storm. Captain, do you feel any abnormal effects?
Yes. Dr. McCoy, you better look us over. That was a rough beam-up.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Spock, have those transporter circuits checked.
What is all this?
Everything's all messed up and changed around, out of place.
Captain, what's happened?
Oh, not everything. That spot. I spilled acid there a year ago. Jim, what in blazes is...
I don't know. It's our Enterprise. But it isn't. Maybe...
Maybe what, Captain?
Any of you feel dizzy when we were in the transporter beam?
Yes.
When we first materialized?
I did.
It happened twice. First, we were in our own transporter chamber, and then we faded. And then, when we finally materialized, we were here, wherever this is.
Captain, the transporter chief mentioned a surge of power. The transporter lock might have been affected by the ion storm, and we just materialized somewhere else.
Yes, here. Not our universe, not our ship. Something parallel. Parallel universe, coexisting with ours on another dimensional plane. Everything's duplicated. Almost. Another Enterprise? Spock with a beard?
Another Captain Kirk, another Dr. McCoy, and...
An exchange. Another... If we're here...
Then our counterparts must have been transporting up at the exact same time. Similar storms on both universes disrupted the circuits. We're here, and they're... On our Enterprise. Probably asking the same question. Are we in another universe? And if so, how do we get back to our own?
They'll use the computer. And we have to. What about the Hawkins?
We can't let them be destroyed. Scotty, can you buy me some time? Get below and short out the main phaser couplings. They'll think the storm blew the standby circuits.
Aye, sir.
Then get on this technology. It's all we have to work with if we want to get back home. The intercom may be monitored. Use your communicators for private messages. Subfrequency and scramble.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Get up to your post. Run today's communication from Starfleet Command. I want to know my exact orders and options, if any.
Yes, sir.
Bones.
Captain, I'm...
Uhura, you're the only one who can do it. I'll be right there.
Yes, sir.
Bones. Take a look at the library. We have a lot to learn.
Mr. Chekhov, phaser setting for planetary target A.
Coordinate 712, stroke 4, Mr. Sulu.
Port batteries locked.
I could change your mind.
You are away from your post, Lester.
Is the captain here? Is Spock here? And the cat's away.
Captain,
storm damage, sir. All stations report normal.
You ordered to annihilate the Halkins unless they comply. No alternative.
Phasers locked on target A, Captain. Approaching optimum range. Fire, Captain. Captain. Stand by, Mr. Sulu.
I've been ordered to check phaser couplings for a possible damage by the storm.
Do you have authorization from security, sir?
Captain's orders.
I'll have to check with Security Chief Sulu, sir.
Never mind. I'll attend to it. Phaser report, sir. No damage.
Very good, thank you, Mr. Scott. Kirk out.
Limits rotation is carrying primary target beyond arc of phaser lock.
Shall I correct orbit to new firing position?
No. Lock on to secondary city.
Aye, sir. Lieutenant Uhura. Contact the Hawkins Council. I wish to talk to them again.
Yes, sir.
Captain, this is a new race. They offer other things of value besides dilithium crystals.
But it is clear that we cannot expect their cooperation. They have refused the Empire. Command procedure dictates that we provide the customary example.
Secondary target now moving beyond our phaser lock.
Put phasers on standby, Mr. Sulu.
A serious breach of orders, Captain.
I have my reasons. And I'll make them clear to you. In my own good time.
Captain, I have the leader of the Halkin Council waiting on Channel B.
It is useless to resist us.
We do not resist you.
You have 12 hours to consider your position.
12 years, Captain Kirk, or 12,000. We are ethically compelled to deny your demand for our dilithium crystals. For you would use their power to destroy.
We will level your planet and take what we want. That is destruction. You will die as a race.
To preserve what we are.
We will not argue. 12 hours, no more. Close communications. Turn phasers off.
I see.
12 hours, Captain. That is unprecedented.
I shall be in my quarters. Lieutenant Uhura,
have Dr. McCoy and Mr. Scott meet me there.
Captain, you placed yourself in a most grave position. This conduct must be reported.
You're at liberty to do so, Mr. Spark.
Deck 5, sir. And we all move up in rank. No one will question the assassination of a captain who has disobeyed prime orders of the Empire.
Captain's log supplemented. I command an Enterprise where officers apparently employ private henchmen among the crew. Where assassination of superiors is a common means of advancing in rank.
Your men, Captain. Easy, Farrell. I did your job. Ask the captain.
Sir?
Yes, he did your job.
Smart boy. Switching to the top dog.
Get him out of here.
Mr. Chekhov is going to make me a chief, sir. You could make me an officer.
All right. You're working for me.
A commission?
You're in line. You might even make captain.
Yes, sir.
on my ship.
The booth for this one, sir?
Yes, the booth. Carry on. Move up by assassination. Chekhov tried it on me.
Mr. Sulu is security chief, like the ancient Gestapo.
And my sick bay is a chamber of horrors. Two of my assistants were betting on the tolerance of an injured man, how long it would take him to pass out from the pain.
Report on technology.
Mostly variations in instrumentation. Nothing I can't handle.
Star readings?
Everything's exactly where it should be, except us.
Let's find out where we stand. Computer.
Ready.
This is the captain. Record security research to be classified under my voice print or Mr. Scott's.
Recorded.
Produce all data relevant to the recent ion storm. Correlate following hypothesis. Could a storm of such magnitude cause a power surge in the transporter circuits, creating a momentary interdimensional contact with a parallel universe?
Affirmative.
At such a moment, could persons in each universe, in the act of beaming, transpose with their counterparts in the other universe?
Affirmative.
Could conditions necessary to such an event be created artificially using the ship's power?
Affirmative.
Record procedure. Scotty, can you do it?
Not by myself. I'll need help. You'll be too conspicuous.
I'm a doctor, not an engineer.
No, you're an engineer. I'll have to tap the power we need from the warp engines and balance it for the four of us.
Jim, the way this ship is run, what kind of people are we? In this universe.
Let's find out. Computer.
Ready.
Read out official record of current command.
Captain James T. Kirk succeeded to command ISS Enterprise through assassination of Captain Christopher Pike. First action, suppression of Gorlan uprising through destruction of rebel home planet. Second action, execution of 5,000 colonists on Vega 9.
Cancel. Now we know.
Captain, we can do it.
Good.
We have to lay in the automatic transporter setting. But when we interrupt engine circuits to tie the power increase into the transporter, it'll show up on Sulu's security board. Of course, we'll only need a second.
I'll tell Uhura to create a diversion to distract Sulu's attention. At your signal, we better get back to our posts. Keep me advised.
Jim. If we're here, what do you suppose our counterparts are doing back in our universe?
On our Enterprise.
I order you! Let me go! Painters! Spock! Get this man off me! Spock!
You traitorous pig. I'll hang you up by your Vulcan ears. I'll have you all executed!
I think not. Your authority on this ship is extremely limited, Captain. The four of you will remain here in the brig and in custody until I discover how to return you to wherever it is you belong.
Has the whole galaxy gone crazy? What kind of a uniform is this? Where's your beard? What's going on? Where's my personal guard?
I can answer none of your questions at this time.
All right, Spock. Whatever your game is, I'll play it. You want credits, I'll give them to you. You'll be a rich man. A commander of your own? I can swing that, too.
Apparently, some kind of transposition has taken place. I find it extremely interesting.
Spock! What is it that will buy you? Power?
Fascinating.
Power, Spock! I can get that for you!
I'm pleased that you frustrated Mr. Chekhov's plan. I should regret your death.
Why?
I do not desire the captaincy. I much prefer my scientific duties, and I am frankly content to be a lesser target.
Logical, as always, Mr. Spock.
The agony booth is a most effective means of discipline. I presume you've ordered full duration.
I haven't, son.
His act warrants death.
I said I haven't decided.
That is, of course, your affair. Captain, may I inquire if you intend to persist in your unusual course of action regarding the Halkins?
You heard my orders.
They are, of course, in contradiction to standard Empire procedure. You cannot ignore the consequences.
Is that a threat?
I do not threaten, Captain. I merely state facts. I have found you to be an excellent officer. Our missions together have been both successful and profitable. However, I shall not permit your aberrations to jeopardize my position.
Spock.
Do you think we should destroy the Hawkins?
Terror must be maintained or the Empire is doomed. It is the logic of history.
Conquest is easy. Control is not. We may have bitten off more than we can chew.
Captain, I do not wish to find myself opposing you. You continue on your present course. This confusing, inexplicable behavior
is my concern, not yours. You would find me a formidable enemy.
I'm aware of that, Captain. I trust that you are aware of the reverse.
Order, sir.
Release Chekhov, confinement to quarters.
Yes, sir.
Hold him for about 6 hours.
Quite a time in the chem lab picking up after the storm. Nothing compared to your day, I gather. I heard about Chekhov.
He gambled, I won.
You got lucky. I'm surprised that you could be caught off guard that way.
I was.
You're still in trouble with Starfleet Command. What you've got in mind this time is beyond me. You're scheming, of course. The Hawkins have something you want. Or is it all some clever means to advance you to the Admiralty? Kirk, the Cabinet itself?
Further than that, if I'm successful.
Really? Well, you must know what you're doing. You always do. If I'm to be the woman of a Caesar, can't I know what you're up to?
Kirk here.
Mr. Spock, Captain.
Yes.
I have received a private communication from Starfleet Command. I am committing a breach of regulations by informing you of its contents.
Yes, Mr. Spock.
I am instructed to wait until planet dawn over principal target to permit you to carry out our mission.
And if I don't?
In that event, I am ordered to kill you and to proceed against the Halcons as the new captain of the Enterprise.
Captain's log, stardate unknown. We are trapped in a savage parallel universe from which we must escape within 4 hours, or I will face a death sentence at Mr. Spock's hands.
Let's drink a toast to Spock. The only man aboard with the decency to warn you, and he'll die for it. You'll never find another man like him.
I don't intend to kill him.
Are you going to act against the Hulkins before the deadline?
No, but I'll avoid killing Spock.
Just get him out of the way, he and his men.
I'll get out of his way.
Shall I activate the Tantalus field? You'll at least want to monitor him, won't you?
Yes.
I hate this thing.
It's not that bad.
Of course not. It made you captain. How many enemies have you simply wiped out of existence by the touch of a button? 50? 100? Now, I always thought that was funny. The great, powerful Captain Kirk, who owes everything to some unknown alien scientist and a plundered laboratory.
Well, if you don't take advantage of your opportunities...
You don't rise to the command of a starship. Or even higher. That magnificent mind of his. But it can't protect him from this. I press it. And he dies. Now? You really mean it? It doesn't matter. If Spock fails his order, he'll be killed anyway.
I'll see to it that the circumstances of his failure will clear him.
You're not even afraid of Starfleet Command. Can your scheme bring you that much power so quickly? And what about me? How does Marlena fit in?
How does Marlena want to fit in?
Scotty here, sir.
We have to get out of here within 3 hours. Spock has orders to kill me unless I complete the military mission.
We've got another deadline, too, sir.
Explain.
The two-way matter transmission affected the local field density between their universes, and it's increasing. We've got to move fast.
How fast?
Half hour at the most.
If we miss?
We couldn't get out of here in a century. We're ready to bridge power from the engines to the transporter. You've got to get down there and free the board so we can lock in. Now, give me about 10 minutes. I've got to complete a few more computations.
All right. I'll be in the transporter room in 10 minutes. I'll meet you in the sick bay afterward.
Aye, sir.
Computer.
Ready.
Explain computer activity in the engineering section.
Our security research is in progress.
Who is conducting the research?
The captain and Mr. Scott.
What is the nature of the research?
Program is classified under voice index lock.
Why are you monitoring my communications, Mr. Sulu?
My security board has detected extensive use of computer, Mr. Spock.
I was about to inform you.
It's not hard to guess the nature of your order from Starfleet Command. I suggest a connection. The captain suspects.
He's working on escape or defense.
That is my concern.
Correct. It's your play. I hope you succeed. Because the order would fall on me next. And you know how Captain Kirk's enemies have a habit of disappearing.
If I am successful, you see yourself a step nearer to the captaincy. I do not want to command the Enterprise. But if it should befall me, I suggest you remember that my operatives would avenge my death. And some of them are Vulcans.
Oiling my traps, darling. I'm afraid I'm a little out of practice. Maybe that's what happened to us, It's very hard for a working officer to shine as a woman every minute. And you demand perfection.
I've never seen perfection. But no woman could come closer to it.
I remember when you used to talk that way.
I still do.
Prove it.
I've got to go.
Ship's business. An important task on the crew deck. I guess it's over. Commander Kenner will take me temporarily. He has made that quite clear. I'll call a yeoman to help me with my things.
You don't have to do that.
Are you feeling sorry for me? Do I see hesitation in your eyes about anything? I want one thing, Captain. Transfer me. On the Enterprise, I am humiliated. On another ship, I can hunt fresh game. I've got my rank. Don't I? I've been a captain's woman, and I like it. I'll be one again if I have to go through every officer in the fleet.
You could. I simply meant that you could be anything you want to be.
It's been a long time since you've kissed me like that. You're a stranger. Mercy to the Hawkins. Mercy to Spock. To me. Am I your woman?
You're the captain's woman. Until he says you're not. Signal should be coming through any moment now. You know what to do.
I've got a pretty good idea, sir.
Keep Sulu's attention off that board.
I'll do my best, sir.
Good luck. Kirk out.
very persistent, Mr. Sulu. The game has rules. You're ignoring them. I protest, and you come back. You didn't come back.
Now you're making sense.
I was getting bored. Of course, this isn't the time.
Any time's a good time.
I'm afraid I changed my mind again.
You take a lot of chances, Lieutenant.
So do you, Mister. So do you. Sick bay.
House up to the captain.
Please restrict your movements, Captain. What are you doing?
Are you going to shoot me now, Spock? I thought I had until dawn.
I shall make that decision. Since your return from the planet, you've behaved in a most atypical and illogical manner. I want to know why.
Shoot, you're wasting time.
I shall not waste time with you. You're too inflexible, too disciplined once you've made up your mind. But Dr. McCoy has a plenitude of human weaknesses. Sentimental, soft. You may not tell me what I want to know, but he will.
You're running a big risk, Spock.
I have the phaser, Captain. And I do not intend to simply disappear, as so many of your opponents have in the past. If you please. Sick bay. Yes, of course. The entire landing party. Captain, stand over there. Doctor, it is time for answers.
Oh, hardly 15 minutes, sir. The field density between the two universes is starting to close very fast.
Help me get him on the table.
Well, come on, help me get him on the table. He'll die without immediate treatment.
Everything laid in, Scotty? The time lag so the operator can get into the transporter chamber?
All laid in, sir. Come on, McCoy. You're taking a chance on not getting back home.
We'll get home. This won't take long.
40 minutes, we've got to go.
Shut up. I just saved his life.
You want me to stop, Jim? Only take a minute. He is very much like our own Mr. Spock, isn't he? You've got that minute.
A little time, he'll live.
What is this, Mr. Sulu?
Mr. Spock has orders to kill you, Captain. He will succeed. Apparently. You will also appear to have killed him after a fierce battle. Regrettable, but it will leave me in command.
them die, Joe. Look, you get out on the transporter, we'll make sure it's clear. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
No longer.
I guarantee it.
Go on, please.
Why did the captain let me live? Our minds are merging, Doctor. Our minds are one. I feel what you feel. I know what you know.
Friend, activate the transporter. You saved us back at the sick bay over the Tantalus field.
Take me with you.
I can't. I'm sorry, our power is balanced for 4. There's no guarantee that we'll make it with 5. All could die. Scotty.
Working, sir.
But there are only 3 of you.
One is coming.
I'd help if I could, my little Levi.
If you kill us, you'll still stay. Time, Scotty.
5 minutes, sir.
Do you know what they'll do to me?
The power's cut, sir. They're onto us.
Auxiliary.
It's available.
Can you bridge to your setup?
Oh, I can get us the power, but the automatic setting is linked to the transporter main.
If we bypass, it means that someone has got to operate the controls manually.
One of us will have to stay.
I'll stay, Captain.
Get to the transporter, Jim. You too, Hura.
Jim!
That's an order, Scott.
Aye, Captain.
What about me?
Crowley.
I cut the transporter power. It was necessary to delay your beam out until I could arrive. Engineering, reactivate main transporter circuits.
You're a man of integrity in both universes, Mr. Spock.
You must return to your universe. I must have my captain back. I shall operate the transporter. You have 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
For that time, I have something to say. How long before the Hulkan prediction of collective revolt is realized?
Approximately 240 years.
The inevitable outcome?
The Empire shall be overthrown, of course.
The illogic of waste, Mr. Spock. The waste of lives, potential, resources, time. I submit to you that your empire is illogical because it cannot endure. I submit that you are illogical to be a willing part of it.
You have 1 minute and 23 seconds.
If change is inevitable, predictable, beneficial, doesn't logic demand that you be a part of it?
One man cannot summon the future.
But one man can change the present. Be the captain of this enterprise, Mr. Spock. Find a logical reason or sparing the Hulkans, and make it stick. Push till it gives. You can defend yourself better than any man in the fleet.
Captain, get in the chamber!
What about it, Spock?
A man must also have the power.
In my cabin is a device that will make you invincible.
Indeed.
What will it be? Past or future? Tyranny or freedom? It's up to you.
It is time. In every revolution, there's one man with a vision.
Captain Kirk, I shall consider it. Welcome home, Captain.
What I don't understand is how you were able to identify our counterpart so quickly.
It's far easier for you as civilized men to behave like barbarians than it was for them as barbarians to behave like civilized men. I assume they returned to their enterprise at the same time you appeared here.
Probably. However, that Jim Kirk will find a few changes if I read my spots correctly.
Jim, I think I liked him with a beard better. Gave him character. Of course, almost any change would be a distinct improvement.
What worries me is the easy way his counterpart fitted into that other universe. I always thought Spock was a bit of a pirate at heart.
Indeed, gentlemen. May I point out that I had an opportunity to observe your counterparts here quite closely. They were brutal, savage, unprincipled, uncivilized, treacherous. In every way, splendid examples of Homo sapiens, the very flower of humanity. I found them quite refreshing.
I'm not sure, but I think we've been insulted.
I'm sure.
Captain Kirk.
Lieutenant?
Marlena Moreau. I was just assigned last week.
All right, Lieutenant, carry on.
Met her before, Captain?
Why do you ask?
Your reaction. One of recognition?
Oh, no. We haven't met before. Exactly. She just seemed a nice, likable girl. I think we could become friends. It's possible.